Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati.
I saw this one, I just giggled. But I'll leave this one to the experts, everybody. Is it possible to get our bodies summer ready in 3 weeks? What is the day today?
E9.
EC9. So by the, is it like
28, 25?
Before
the 31.
Yeah,
before. Impossible.
Six pack and all of
Amela,
that.
I expect you how you got it, yes. Sign me up.
Listen, today I'm a listener in as much as I am
I wanna find
on
out.
The radio.
And I'm just a regiment that can call her tomorrow. Mm. 21 and counting.
Yeah, all you have to do is eat oats for breakfast, for supper,
no,
for dinner.
I hate oats.
And the times in between.
No, I can't.
And this is
that's Jessica's
advice.
Friend. Professor Jessica, watch your oats.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to find out today, guys.
Okay.
You've got 3 weeks left of the year. I think, you know, we all have the greatest ambition at the beginning of the year and around this time.
Yeah.
It's time to
but
show
you know
and
what?
Tell.
The nice thing about Southern Africa is that our summers are long.
Yeah.
You know, you have up until at least end of April, at least, because the temperature is still warmer.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not sure about Europe, about England.
Yeah, but also, who wants to get a six-pack for April? Claim like, we don't have time. Like, we're trying to do that now.
Gee.
So let's jump straight into it. Okay. Let's bring in our guest. Lloyd Marlow is an endurance sports coach, is also a corporate wellness consultant, and is with us now on our telephone line. Lloyd, the bar is very high. Good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Hey, guys. Good to be back.
Hey.
So how much can we actually get done in 3 weeks? I mean, is it even possible to achieve our version of a summer body with the time we have left?
Depends on what your goal is, but the reality is, can you transform into a Naomi Campbell in 3 weeks?
I mean,
I'm listening.
I mean, really?
I'm right? Listening.
Probably not.
Uh-huh.
Probably not. Right? But you can definitely see and feel progress. I mean, you can see some difference in 3 weeks. You can tighten up. You can get stronger. You can definitely boost your confidence. But you know, to be honest with you guys, it's really just a glow of confidence, really. It's not about perfection.
Oh, Lloyd, we're struggling to hear you there. And I know people are listening and are hoping to hold on to every single word. So let's try to do this. We're going to try to reestablish that line just so we can make sure that we can hear Lloyd much clearer. But I heard confidence making its way into the conversation there, which I suppose is important.
And strength.
Yeah. And strength.
Basically, confidence means that even if you don't have a summer body, where now you believe... You know what I mean?
You see yourself having the summer.
Yes.
So is this confidence. Like a cat that's looking in the mirror?
Yes.
Seeing a lion.
Yes. Yes.
You must believe in yourself, right, Glenn?
Yeah.
In fact, I've made a decision. I have a summer body. I'm done. I don't care who says that. I have a summer body.
Exactly.
All right, Lloyd is back on the line with us. Lloyd, you opened a can of worms. But as you were speaking, I was thinking to myself, you know, there are definitely healthy and unhealthy ways to try and achieve whatever you want to do in the 3 weeks we have left. I mean, can you just break down for us where the lines are?
Look, there's a golden rule when it comes to this, right? If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So if we're talking like crash diets, if you're going to go on an endless hours of cardio or just starving yourself to death, those are really no-go zones, right? They might shrink your waistline, but at the end of the day, you're just going to feel drained and moody. So there are healthy methods. I would suggest that we prioritize healthy foods. Whole foods, like lean proteins, you focus on your veggies and your good fats. And when it comes to training, I would recommend that people go and lean towards strength training and just high-intensity interval training as their routine.
Strength training, so those are ways.
So in 3 weeks still?
And yeah, it can be done. I mean,
in
like
3 weeks.
I said earlier, it won't turn you into a supermodel, but there's definitely a difference that you'll see.
You know what? For me personally, I think it depends on your weight. Say, for instance, if your normal weight at your peak maybe was about 78 kilograms, right? And you picked up maybe 3 kilograms.
Yeah.
That is a possibility. But there's no way that if you are your normal weight is 78 kilograms and you've gained a good 40 or 50 kilograms, it's going to happen in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Unless if you decide you're not going to eat at all.
Yeah, which is not recommended. So, I mean, you know, what we recommend is really to focus on consistency and to look at it as a way to not only shrink the waistline, but it's also about your mood. It makes you feel good. It just makes you healthier, and it's a good start. And it's something that if you've started in December, you just transition, and you have a head start in January, right? Mm. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with having good short-term goals. Just make sure what you're doing is sustainable and healthy and that you're following through with it over the long term.
Lloyd, what is working against us? Because this conversation of consistency, of have short-term goals, know that when it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true. These are things that have been said over and over again. And believe me, as people that have went on fad diets and all of this, we know that this is the conversation. What is standing in our way?
I think, you know, and I was having this conversation with a few of my colleagues last week, is that it's all around habits. I mean, we all know, and it's not that information is not there. We all know what's healthy and what's not, and what's sustainable and what's not sustainable. I think it all has to do, and it's driven by what we've learned from while we were growing up and what we were taught as kids. So it's all psychological, you know. So you have to go back and find out, you know, what are the psychological aspects that are actually driving you towards a certain behavior and an unhealthy behavior, and try and address that and focus on that. And you'll find that there's just maybe some habits that you might have picked up along the way that are driving you towards a certain predisposition. But generally, and fitness and consistency is really easy. You know, you don't have to do 7 days a week and putting in a lot of time. I mean, consistency is really putting in little time, but over a prolonged period. So 10 to 15 minutes a day, stretched over 3 to 6 months, actually makes a difference.
Exactly.
Right?
Really?
If I'm trying to lose 50 kilograms, are you saying that I just need to get busy
10 minutes
for 15 minutes Nyana, a day, 3 to 4 times, and I will lose 40 kilograms, Lloyd?
You need to focus on consistency. So on a daily basis, get moving. But remember, and this is key, if you've ever heard about the 80-20 principle,
how did I
weight
know?
Loss and fitness is 80% in the kitchen, and it's 20% in the gym. Wow. You can't out-train a bad diet, guys. You have to eat a balanced diet, eat healthy, and that's where the magic happens.
I mean, I say if you really want to lose weight and get your summer body quickly, open your partner's phone.
Oh, my gosh.
You will lose weight.
Oh, my God.
You will lose a lot of weight. No consequences. But you will lose weight.
So it goes like, don't go through your mind phone. Your mind when watching and came home. Oh, believe you me.
Wow, okay, Lloyd.
Trust.
Lloyd, I'm not sure if you want to co-sign that message.
No, don't.
But otherwise, thank you very much. Always great insights and expertise. Lloyd Marlow is an endurance sports coach and a corporate wellness consultant.
Yeah.
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
What is your version of summer body, and are you happy with where you are? Because we are now dead in the summer.
You know, guys, let me tell you something. I've never been a scary summer bodies because, fortunately, I'm consistent.
Oh,
I'm consistent.
Scholar, Sir Lloyd.
No, I'm not Lloyd Scholar. Okay. I'm consistent. I go to the gym.
You do, eh?
There are times when I gain weight, but it's no big deal. Eh? It's no big deal. Fortunately, I'm not lazy to go to the gym, but losing weight, whatever weight in 3 weeks, is just a dream. It's not going to happen unless we take you camping and you don't see food at all. But like I said, it just depends how many kilograms you've picked up. If you've picked up 2-3 kilograms, you can lose it in 3 weeks. And the six-packs, that's what they do for a living. Mm. Yeah. They are forced to look like that because they train. Sometimes they train twice a day.
Yeah. And 21 days, you can only build habits. You are not going to lose. When a version of your summer body. Oh, you said you are hip.
I have a summer body.
You
said you fuck up my shorts. Fuck your t-shirt. It's summer body.
We happy, man.
063-688-0959. What is your version of a summer body? And are you happy with your current summer body? Because we're in summer, guys. This is the only body I have during the summer. Am I happy with it? No. Will I live with it? Yes.
Comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So we have an interesting one today. It's Funama Six Pack.
In what? 3 weeks.
Yeah, in 3 weeks.
21 days.
21 days.
Can you imagine?
What is your version of a summer body? For me, when you just feel good about yourself, you know? Because like I was saying, when you talk summer, you think about a six-pack, a rib body, etc., etc., which I think sometimes is overrated. Young Tal? I don't have a hungry stomach.
Biceps.
Those come from lifting. Those come from lifting. It's records. It's vinyl.
I don't care. Don't listen to Glenn. These are married people who tell you don't get married. Don't listen to them.
Yeah, Lloyd just made me feel so bad, guys. Talking about healthy food, I just downed chili cheese fries. But like Skumba says, hey, I identify with my body being a summer body.
I'm not happy. Got the body that I have, I'm not happy at all. Mobani, I was sitting down because I was doing some beach work. I was thinking myself, I had a dress on that was for my maternity. I've just kept it there. During my maternity, this dress was even big. No. Am I happy with it? No. Am I gonna live with it? I need a choice. We'll probably try again. Can we fix it?
Summer body for who? Awa. I'm not a snake. I don't owe anybody a summer body. I'm happy like Skumba. It's where summer body yak.
Skumba. I get malo and a brag. I get malo and a mo. Open your mood, then you lose weight. I get malo and a mo, Skumba. I get malo and a brag. With hair, open your home.
But 21 days to get. Let's say, you know, sometimes we put ourselves under pressure because we have the body that the Instagram body.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I was going to mention that because then you open your social media and you see all these
sexy
hotties.
Yeah. Hotties. Yeah, I'm not going to hot me never fit.
That's why, man, if you've gained 2 kilograms or 3 kilograms, it is possible to lose that in 3 weeks. The rest, forget.
Also, you know what's a rude awakening? Photos. Take a photo and you look at yourself, you're like,
But you're thinking.
Aguseguningi.
Ha! Full tank.
But.
Full tank.
What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
This lady is wearing her maternity dress and it fits like a normal dress.
Exactly.
Guys, come on, man. Come on.
What was the ufake maternity dress that you wear
when you are pregnant?
Yeah. But now. Imfita kamnandi,
like kamnandi, in normal dress.
And guys, we are here, all body positive vibes. I've never wanted to be skinny. Okay, I might want a flat stomach, but I've never wanted to be skinny. I like my thick thighs. I think they must stay exactly where they are. Maybe just a bit toned. Because also when we talk about summer bodies, sometimes it's the little things that you want to tweak.
Yeah,
you might be big, but 100%. You're like, I like.
The big.
I like the big. Can I just have smoother thighs? Or potrusing anything? Or I don't want flabby arms. I want to stay, but I don't want. So it's all those things that we want to tweak that could, you know, qualify as your summer body. But I know there are photos I've taken. I'm like, I could do without that photo in my life. I do not need that photo in my life.
Oh, do you need to get that picture? Like, hey, good Nick.
But I go like you shouldn't get it one time.
I was going to say one time. You always went
say
KG.
I didn't say one
you
time.
You called me a one
time. Get a
qualification, eh? What a qualification,
I never said that. You're putting words in my mouth.
Never.
Did I say, who looked at your photo?
I like sprinkles. I don't want to be a one-time.
Yeah.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
5959 on a Monday afternoon. Is it possible to get our bodies summer ready in 3 weeks? I actually used to have this lady at one of the gyms, I think in Melrose. I think she has about 3 kids or 4. But if you see that lady, she's ripped like a gladiator. So one of the things that used to surprise me, ne, was that she would fall pregnant, ne? After giving birth, 2-3 weeks later, her body is normal. And you know what was her diet? She used to eat rice, brown rice on its own, and have peanut butter and water.
Brown rice, peanut butter and water.
And she would just lose weight.
She's malnourished.
That's expecting.
She's malnourished.
I'm just telling you. That's
she
what
must
she
have
to.
All sorts Brown of rice. Ailments. Because whey is the fruit.
She doesn't. She doesn't.
How do you know?
Because I know her. I used to see her at the gym training.
Do you have a medical report?
I'm just telling you what I experienced with this woman.
Also, I don't like this thing.
Discipline. Rice. Brown rice. And I mean, brown rice. I need food. I'm going to eat. Brown rice, peanut butter, black coffee, water, and that and it.
So still peanut rip. Butter we jaga spoon.
Come along.
I'm asking if man.
Doesn't matter what you use.
Or we be a mo burrito.
There's not no, there's no burrito.
Oh, she eats it within the rice.
Yes, yeah. On its own.
Oh, so why coma? Why you just so?
Duh.
Ow.
She's not gonna smoke it.
Why are such a peanuts?
Hi, guys. Minisa my body I sing a slowly. Nia Jima Zongi so full mess gym. Sing ya walk, needing vu and jang begin your pants, need my day, need to tight, you walk in shells so 8 kilometers.
Yeah,
finalish. Long men lang me con. Hang as with me in Jan. Oh, and in Tampa Milling, you will put maybe King Amelie lap.
Right, don't a pang. Right, summer podia, umbuza, masama podio, come. Fridge in now, Masama Podia fridge in a corner. A friend's real lending to his on Buzan Summer Podiam. Oh, Summer Podiam, Summer Podiam, I would Summer Podi, Amber Fridge, the toilet, Munchel and Bassum, his yam, Buzanama Summer Podi, Summer Podi, who got him.
Shamlosses, I mean, good decision, just walking.
Yeah, but I think it's says a good decision. Nothing changes though.
But
yeah,
it
just depends. Eh? It just depends.
You can't out exercise a bad.
Yeah.
So, Ariane, the problem I am living. Get put.
Yeah, she accepted.
So, yeah, that's what you're doing wrong.
So, she eats putu every day.
Every meal.
It's very
hard. But when I all to breakfast, lunch, supper. Yeah. And now, I put to breakfast, lunch, supper.
Sure. Okay. I know. You're one of a kind.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.